If you knew it was me, would you?
Cut you open, pull out on you.
Ashley sends an impulse
up to the zones in the map.
Run your fingers down the wall and ask about your next
involvement. Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4.
In Rim Insight.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality. What's up, guys, and welcome to another week of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
Yeah, I'm here too. And
this is Matt.
Yeah.
Skipper's not here, unfortunately.
Skipper's not here, unfortunately. He was swishing some wine. He spit the wine, and blood came out.
And then I died.
Oh, hey, Skipper, when did you better. Show up?
So what you guys been up to?
I watched Infinity Pool last night.
Oh, did you? What'd you think?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Did you see the old man dick in it?
Yeah, I did see the old man dick in it. I did. I didn't expect the old man dick. I didn't expect him to be dragged out and put into the lobby. And a lot of nudity in that movie. But it was a good movie, though.
Yeah, I liked it.
Very aesthetically pleasing.
I haven't seen it since it came out, actually.
It's on Hulu now. We did a double feature that day, didn't we?
It's on Hulu now.
Yeah, we did. We did Infinity Pool and No Fear.
Fear.
Or Fear.
And that one was the bad one, right?
Fear.
Yeah, it was bad. We almost walked out.
But Infinity Pool was good.
I was really high watching both of those. And we went and got sushi in between the movies. And I was so high. I was like, this sushi's so fucking good. And Derek's like, shh, calm the fuck down, man. I was like, I'm okay. And then he goes, it's like, calm down. And I was like, dude, I'm cool. And he was like, because I'm like, speaking like this. Yeah, I'm like, dude, it's so good. You got to have it. He goes, just calm down.
Because you had the Godzilla roll, didn't you?
Yeah.
Godzilla roll. What the fuck's on that?
Exactly what you think.
Mutant lizard.
It's lizard meat.
BBC.
Lizard meat. It's reptilian meat on the fucking
BBC.
Raw reptilian meat, by the way.
BBC.
Raw.
I mean, yeah, sushi.
Sushi. Raw.
No, I think the Godzilla sushi is actually cooked.
Raw rep.
I thought I got two rolls because I'm a fat motherfucker.
Lizard
no, you
meat
got
on there. You eating some lizard sausage now?
You
eating a lizard sausage?
Yeah. No, Lizard King sausage.
Yeah, Lizard King sausage.
Just it's a little old and gamey, but it's okay.
A little green, but it's all good.
It'd be brown
by now.
I don't think it would even exist unless it was in like formaldehyde.
Oh,
a little pickled dick jar. A pickled dick.
Pickled dick.
Would you drink
pickled dick juice?
Pickled dick juice.
No. Wait, would you?
No.
I just don't, in general, enjoy pickled things, so no.
What about normal dick juice?
Yeah, would you want normal dick juice?
Fresh dick juice.
Give you cream?
I'll take the shirt.
That's a cool shirt, right?
Boy, howdy.
Do you know cream? Do you know cream?
Is it the band?
The music magazine.
Then no.
Oh, well, it's not even spelled the same as the band, but...
I wasn't looking at
the logo is very similar. Cream, some reason, is always in the same font.
Yeah, so Cream is like a music magazine that like is basically getting big again. So like, I signed up and they gave me a shirt.
So you got the big Cream?
Yeah. Boy, howdy, do I. So I was thinking, I was trying to think of some questions for you guys this past week.
And I failed.
No, I had some, but they're kind of boring and they're kind of lame. Okay. So instead... I thought of one that I asked Twitter.
Twix.
And it's a very easy one. Twix. So afterwards, if you have one, you can ask that, okay? Do you have one?
Kind of.
Okay, so you could just ask that.
I also have one. So we can all do this.
No, I don't think we should all do it. I think you two need to play rock, paper, scissors, see who goes. Skipper, or go if Skipper feels like his is not good, then you can go.
All right. How about you whisper it in his ear, and then we can decide.
Mine is just a question someone asked me the other day.
Hey, pretty mama.
How about you tell him it, and then he tells him
okay,
it.
Okay, so here's mine.
We're getting telephone.
We're just going to play telephone.
Just telephone. I'm not telephone. No. Why not? Why not telephone?
Okay. So, out of these three songs, what was not fun I need you that? To rank them 1 through 3.
Oh, yeah. I asked this. Like
one being the best?
Yeah. Hotel California.
Do I have to answer?
Since yes.
Already
Free Bird.
Can I answer first since I was first?
Yeah, and Stairway to Heaven. And then Darius, you can go first.
All right, cool. So I went. Okay, so first I said Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Second would be Hotel California. And then third would be Free Bird.
Okay.
Okay. And then the public's what I predict.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, you could tell that in a little bit.
That's cool.
Matt? Now,
so
this is on, I guess, your personal favorite.
Yeah, this is the personal.
Yeah. Even though mine not only is going to be my personal favorite, but it's also what I think is personally, like, I think it is the best.
Mine's Freebird, Hotel California, and then Stairway to Heaven.
So is okay. Mine. So I do agree with how you did it.
Right.
One and two kind of flip around depending on the day.
Yeah.
But three for me is just always going to be Freebird.
Okay.
At the moment, I would put... I'm kind of like playing the song through my head right now.
It's going to be 7 minutes.
Either way you go.
Either song, it's up to you.
Stairway 1, Hotel 2.
That's right.
Yep, that was mine. So.
Yeah. So we all agree, or at least three of us, that Stairway is like probably the best
one. Well, the only thing that kills me for Stairway is the length.
The length, yeah.
Hold on. Actually, mine's not that way. Mine is Stairway to Heaven, Free Bird, then Hotel California.
I agree that Free Bird's probably a better
song. I think Free Bird is a better song than Hotel California.
Like, okay, so if we're going for
But it's because of the guitar solo.
What I believe in, like, the actual, like...
Now, if we put Hell Freezes Over, though.
The actual art of it?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I'd say Stairway to Heaven, then Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird, and then Hotel California.
So the public said Free Bird, Hotel California... and then Stairway to Heaven, which was...
That's a shame.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, what do you think if we would ask people or like on Twitter or whatever? And he called it. He said, they're going Freebird, Hotel California, and then...
So the way I did it.
Yeah. Lynyrd Skynyrd, or Stairway to Heaven.
It's slowly love all three losing songs. Popularity. Stairway to Heaven is slowly losing popularity.
Stairway is probably my favorite Zeppelin song. Hotel California.
I'm sorry for that.
Hotel California is probably in top 5 for Eagles.
I'm also sorry about that.
And Freebird might be top 5 for Skynyrd.
Simple Man is my favorite.
Simple
Skynyrd.
Man.
Simple Man I like more than Freebird.
I don't really care for Skynyrd.
I prefer Curtis Lowe.
I gotcha. I don't really care about Skynyrd that much.
They also weren't around for long at all. So
I actually prefer the Shinedown version of Simple Man.
Shinedown is good. That version is really good. I'm not.
How long were
they? I think Lynyrd Skynyrd is a better person.
They were only for around like 70 to 70, like
four.
Like I'm being.
Yeah, I don't think they were around too long. But yeah, that was all I could come up with. It wasn't too good. The other one was like, what was your last meal? But like, I don't know, because I'm trying to make it. I don't know. It's hard. I need Pato. I'm gonna just make Pato start fucking
64 to 77.
Skipper, what was yours?
64?
77.
Lynyrd Skynyrd came out in 64?
Yeah, that's what this said, so.
They probably weren't popular till later.
Dude, yeah, about you know what?
But they still have probably like documentation.
Yeah. I'm going to go on the record and just go ahead and say that. I think I'm going to go through their albums. Because I might have disrespected now. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right, you look back to their back catalog.
Right.
That's when you start seeing like their true band.
Because out of all three bands, I mean, I guess the Eagles, and I know the Eagles... I know Eagles songs.
I don't know
their albums because I think their albums are honest. As a whole, their albums aren't very good.
No, they're not good at putting albums together. They're good at making singles.
Right. But like,
that's what they are.
To me, Led Zeppelin, though. I know Led Zeppelin. I know most of their albums together. And I know their shit.
Their albums are pretty
Zeppelin's
good.
Zeppelin's good.
Their albums are fully listenable, whereas Eagles is just a bunch of filler in between.
Yeah. Also, just a disclaimer for this episode. I have partaken in a lot of drugs tonight.
He does not know how much.
Dude, I watched you fucking eat them like candy.
I did that. And I'm drinking a glass of wine.
You're like...
And then I also have berries. A little bit of the cannabis seltzer with me. I'm watching Unbinding tonight for Y2K movies. So by the time you listen to this, Monday... you guys can check that out on Y2K. It is a documentary.
By the time that comes out, he should finally be coming down off this high.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, dude, last night it was so bad that this morning I was still pretty high.
That's funny.
No, like at work.
I know.
He saw
it. I didn't know. I
just, oh, yeah.
I know, like that's what you meant.
Like I was like good. Like I was good, but I was very light-footed. You know what I mean?
Very...
Like, I was good to go. Yeah, I mean, I'm typically always happy.
Yeah, yeah. You just more, you express it more whenever you're...
Yeah, I mean, you know, if anything, that's a good sign because you guys have seen me blackout drunk and greened out high, and I'm a very cheerful person either way, aren't I?
I don't really see you when you're drunk.
Except for that one time. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I was. Well, that was different.
Yeah, that was same situation.
I was just really sick.
The only time I saw it was during quarantine. So,
other kinds of drugs are bad. Yeah, during quarantine, getting drunk, that was fun. Huh?
What?
Did you say a lot? Yeah. Oh, everybody knows. 2019 and 2020.
Saying you didn't have reasons to. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't have reasons to drink.
I know you don't really have reasons, but it definitely wasn't easy for you.
I mean, that's life, right? That's just, but like, 2020, I mean, you know, Matt, you hung out with us.
You took a break.
You
the world took a break. Everybody
you were coming up here to Surf City, and Daniel was, I would say, I know for a fact.
I was up here
summer
like
of 2020,
like 3 days every week.
Summer of 2020, I was probably, but I was. There was no sober day for me. Of the for a fact for summer.
We were fucking fishing
sounds about
like,
right.
every yeah, other day.
Every other day we were going fishing, and I was basically already drunk.
That's right. I
was fucking drunk out there.
I went there sometimes.
Occasionally smoke a Black and Mild out on the pier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing your fucking fish thing, the fucking neck.
We had
a gator. We all wore gators on the cook line. That was
because of the.
That's when we started growing mustaches.
Like, yeah, but the gator was because we didn't want to wear the mask. The way that the mask is on us with the hat and the glasses and like everything else, it just kind of got like there's too much stuff happening.
Too much
grease
getting
in our ears.
And your fucking ear started hurting at the end of the night.
Oh my god!
So what we did was I bought gators or like the kind of like the neck gators, and that it was just easier because your nose kept it up. So like as long as you know you weren't like sweating your ass off,
I would never want to go back then.
I had a wet mark in it.
Well, amigo, it's all good. Because we will. So don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. I think this time I would handle it better.
Hopefully, I mean, that won't happen. But I was going to say, hopefully our government will.
Yeah, you know.
But that definitely won't happen.
I just remember it.
Yeah. Has anything new been going on with you guys at all?
No. For me, it's just been work and saving money because I don't want to buy anything.
No. How's work been for you guys? Doing good? Think everything's...
Same old, same old.
Okay.
So mine's been pretty good.
Cool. We're doing so. I talked a couple episodes about the battleship, the ghost tour thingy, and are you guys cool buying tickets tonight?
Yeah, I can do tonight.
Okay, so that's going to happen. So in a couple months, guys, you are going to be getting another episode of us going through the battleship. Except this time, we are going to have thermal cameras. We have a little bit of time, and we can discuss a little bit more equipment.
I thought about that.
Maybe
this morning, actually.
We can. Go in together.
Because there's a kit you can buy that has everything we need for it.
Okay, I was gonna say like mm-hmm. what? Like what kind of kit? Like a ghost?
It has the Phasma box,
all that shit. Well you guys might as well since you're doing your little
The Ouija board came
Ouija
in today.
Board.
When has that been delivered yet?
He just said again.
Oh sorry, I just heard the Ouija board.
How's the wine feeling?
It's great.
It is good.
Dude, I had like a couple sips.
And
dude, I don't feel anything, but I already am, like, at that point. Like, my head's just been fucking foggy.
Well, yeah, but, like, also, you're very talkative right now, and you're very smiley, you're cheerful.
Yeah.
And we know this is what happens when Darius gets drunk, and all of us know, and it's okay, that Darius is a lightweight. He's only 22, sorry.
I wish.
He's good, 22, sorry, he's okay.
He's only 19, you know.
Yeah, he's only 14, and what Skipper did to him when they lived together is... Between them,
Project Red Valley.
Anyways, so with that equipment, though, if we maybe we get night vision or something, I don't know, something. Or we can do another thermal cam so that two of us right. have it. Or we could just do one. It doesn't really matter. I will. We are going to record it, and we will our findings. If it's a complete dud, we'll do.
Bro, what if like? So he gets cornered by a ghost.
Well, I mean, I did.
He did. He got called into the bakery.
Like, you heard the belt just drop on the ground.
You just hear. Just. Hang on to, I was gonna ask you to do it, but
better hang on that thermal car.
I'm out hot mouth. You're not gonna need that shit today. You know, you don't need no equipment for this shit.
Yeah, I need my equipment monk.
Man, I haven't gone this hard since 21. We're talking
about the hymns. I know, dude. There was
fucking Scary Movie 2.
I was showing him something on YouTube the other day, and a fucking hymns commercial pops up, right? An advertisement for hymns. And we were like, he was just saying shit. And the guy, you probably elevator in his 30s, guy. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't old. You can tell. Maybe even not in his 30s. He may have been late 20s. Yeah, like 28. And he was like, something about like, oh, you having trouble getting up? And he goes, yeah, I'm not in my early 20s anymore or something. And he looked at, and Darius looked at me and goes, early 20s? And he looked at me and I was like, no, I'm okay. And I was like, you're going to be okay. Like, but I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know if I know anybody. Dude, I heard it's getting worse.
Because, like.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that stuff is.
And it's more of a mental thing than anything. It's just.
What are you, a girl?
Sorry, I zoned out. Are we talking about ED?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know anybody with ED?
There's a guy in high school
that had ED. What?
Like, he was a student?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like a buddy of your guys's?
We knew him.
Did you ask him to show you? Yeah. Like, can you show me your ED? He's like, yeah.
It wasn't confirmed. It's
like, it doesn't work when he's around. He's like, let me show you.
It wasn't confirmed, but his ex-girlfriend spread a rumor
that's
around.
Rough.
But it was
probably
work?
But it was probably just what? Nerves.
Yeah, do you not remember that with our little buddy?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that happened.
I remember
and then,
that.
And because there was two ladies at work messing around with him. And one was saying how awesome it was, and the other one was saying, yeah, it didn't really work for me.
I remember
you guys keep talking. I got to bring this to my dog.
Oh, okay.
But,
it was like airline food.
Yeah, that was in 2017 that happened with his at the store.
Oh, jeez.
And then,
No, I was,
What?
Not in working around that time. So.
Well, the next year you were.
Yeah, next year I was. Like, early was next year it was. That was a matter of months.
Because that was the first time I met you. Was
March of 2018, April, March. I remember Derek was still talking about getting Saints Ferry when I first started working. So,
and the reason why I met you is because you went out of town.
That makes sense, because he wasn't there for like the first 2 weeks I was there.
Yeah.
Let's see, that would have beginning of 2018.
Yeah.
That was your grandpa's last ride.
Yeah, that was our trip to the mountains.
Yeah.
That would have been Memorial Day weekend, so you came up to work.
Yes, I remember that. And I remember you telling me about Darius. Yeah, we got a new guy there. He's all right. He's really quiet.
It took a while to talk.
Wasn't it Justin that broke you out of your shell?
Yeah. He liked to fuck with me.
You good?
Yeah.
Just falling around the living room?
No, my... A
lot of ice.
No, my... My flippity flop got stuck.
Hey, don't pull the Rogers, all right?
Like. Yeah, I'm trying not to pull my Achilles. Yeah, because NFL just started this week. Sorry, I had to go upstairs.
Before we
downstairs.
Get into our subject, I watched a guy almost eat shit walk out the door today.
Like, whole shit? Or like,
no, like
whole
his fucking
piece of shit.
His foot got stuck in the door when he was walking out, and he went like, fuck. He full body extended out, almost just hit, like, he almost tripped and hit, like, his head against the car. And
the other night. During work when I was doing the mop buckets, there was a guy that was getting ice, and like you could tell he was drunk. They just got back from the beach. And the car was like his car was on the other side of like the fence, which is like just a rope.
Yeah.
And he fucking tried to jump. It was like he was like you could tell he's like this young, maybe even mid-20s, like just dude, like fucking frat guy. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I can fucking jump this shit. And like, I mean, yeah, he can jump it. It's only 2 inches off the ground. Like, calm down there. The motherfucker got stuck on it and almost fell, but he caught himself. And I'm over here staring, just fucking spraying the water. And I was hoping he was going to look around. I was just going to keep doing this. Just staring. Yeah, and I was going to
wait.
And be like, thumbs up or something.
Doing good.
Yeah, but he didn't. He had to go grab his flip-flop back.
I think it would be funnier if he turned around and you just started, charging at him.
Oh, like get out?
Yeah.
Like the lawn guy?
With the hose. And your hands.
Oh, then I just, I do that. And then whenever, it gets to the end, I, go back.
Yeah, it's just a black silhouette at first. And you're just, running. And he's like, what the fuck?
That'd be scary. Yeah, I think that would hurt me more than him.
It would.
Dude, I can't run. My knees, I would pull a fucking
your
Rogers.
Balls would be fucking.
Yeah, my balls don't need that shit.
That's why he hears. He's like, it's like getting louder. And he's
just what? That's like a horror movie. What would that be called?
Perfect.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking radar.
The movie's
bitch.
Called Ball Out.
Ball Out. Or the clackening.
The clackening.
Or the clappening.
Clap.
The clapped.
Get clapped.
Get clapped, and it's just like when you hear the
white boys clap.
And for some reason, he has his pants off, and the guy's on the ground. His balls just hit his face.
Oh, no.
As he's running by.
It's just the teabag.
The teabagger.
Bring back them Halo 3 days.
The teabagger. Oh, man. Halo 3 Infected was so fun.
Didn't a game just come out?
Yeah, Starfield.
Yeah, thank you. Dude, can you look at me right now?
I am looking at you right now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, can you see? Do you see my eyes?
Extremely dilated.
Yes. Dude. I feel it right now. I'm gone.
Man, I am not. I'm not in that state, bro.
No, I'm fucking gone. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm fucking gone. I feel great.
That's good, man.
Anyways, talk about
Starfield,
that game.
So Starfield came out. I personally haven't played it enough to where I'm fully into it, but from what I've played, I've enjoyed it.
That's good. Skipper, you play it too, right, buddy?
Yeah. First, tried it on the computer. Apparently, there's an issue when you play it on PC. Sometimes, right after character creation, it just crashes. Tried every fix I could find for that. Didn't work, so I got it on the Xbox, started that up. I've enjoyed it so far.
Oh, finish.
You haven't really
game.
Been playing the Xbox, have you?
It took a good hour to get it actually booted yesterday. Okay, it would turn on and just load to a black screen.
Is your Xbox bad?
No, it just took four hard resets and then it was working fine.
Is it the Series X or is it the one?
No, his is old. His is the one.
You have the same model as me. That's right.
Yeah, he never got the Series X because of his laptop.
Right? Gotcha. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
laptop's better. So.
Well, I was gonna say the laptop can play everything the Xbox basically can.
I mean, it should
and then some.
Yeah.
So I mean,
the future gaming's also that. So
with your laptop, how is your laptop? Is that on a price range and then comparing it to more desktop setups, how does it compare? Does it do pretty good, or would you say a tower would be better?
Outside of Starfield, which isn't very well optimized, it's run everything I've tried to run on it fine.
Have you played Halo Wars 2 on it?
I haven't played Halo Wars.
Okay,
on
we
it.
Need
I,
to do it where it's all four of us again. Because remember that one time that we froze it for three. No, it eventually came back. Remember? And then me and you did it too. Yeah. We fucking froze it during a battle.
Oh,
but that one I think we had to get out of.
It was the one where it kept increasing the waves, the number of waves, and then we all had fucking scarabs, and they were all in the same area just fighting 100 enemies or something like that.
I remember that. That was awesome.
And then it was just frame by frame.
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a point that the enemies were just the color. it was just
and
the
that color was red.
I remember I had the headset on and I could hear my fan on my Xbox. It was bad.
I liked... Dude, that Xbox fan on the new ones, man, they're pretty powerful. But you know what? My Xbox
pretty
still...
Quiet.
It is... No, it mine's still pretty quiet, but my Xbox is quieter than my PlayStation all the way. Mm. And my PlayStation doesn't run nearly as hot as my Xbox. Which is weird.
You said the Xbox is quieter but runs hotter?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is crazy. Well, no. The Xbox is louder.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the PlayStation is quieter on all fronts. I wish that I had the disc drive PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because I would check that out, because anytime I play a 4K movie in the Xbox, it's it needs an extra fucking, it boosts RPMs or something. Mm-hmm. Which it might. I have no idea. I don't know. I never thought about that. Do DVDs, Blu-rays, and 4Ks have different speeds that they play at? Like revolutions? Like,
I don't know. I just know
they got to spin at the same rate, right?
To get the frames and stuff that you want, it probably has to put in more power. I don't think it spins faster.
Okay. I was just wondering. So, I don't know. That was weird. I have no idea. That's more of a high. I think that's just me being high rated. Sorry. All right, Darius. Let's give them...
Yeah, real quick, I got to do a shout out to Talon for offering to design some merch for us.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Talon.
Speaking of Talon, that's where my question came from. How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
What in the fuck?
Holy shit. Why did you ask that? That is because a lot. It's funny because she asked me that same thing, dude.
No. Why? Chloe asked me that from text messages earlier. That's
funny. It was on Instagram.
It's just a trend. Yeah, apparently a lot of guys just like out. Always think about the Roman Empire. God, like,
holy shit.
It's fucking over. The Matrix finally broke down.
Dude, Darius was about to have a fucking mental breakdown.
So I actually don't really think about the Roman Empire that much. But every single day I do think about discrepancies in the Bible and stuff like that.
Okay, so I think of the Roman Empire because of like religion and like,
okay, yeah,
like no, like the conspiracies of like the Freemasons mm-hmm. and the Templars and like that's I think we talk about like
every day
like Rome, like something right. with that. That is fucking stupid.
Even though we might not mention Rome, we do talk about like the
Roman shit,
like
about,
literature,
like literature yeah. that you know they ate shit, right? Because they thought it would help their muscle.
Dude, I almost just spit wine everywhere.
Ate shit.
I was about, dude, that'd have been so bad. I would tell you guys the wine that we're drinking. Just know it's a 14%er.
It's good.
It's red.
It's really good. It's dry.
And I love dry.
Dry is good.
Well,
it's the only dry thing you like.
I like besides my
boxes
dry.
Dry box.
Dry. Yeah, I don't like wet boxes. That shit pisses me off.
Wet box is so fucking wet. Out of context.
It's good, Matt. What do you think of it? You haven't really talked about it.
I like it.
Okay, just making sure. I was going to say, if you don't, it's okay. Wine, I'm still acquiring a taste of wine.
I like it.
It. You could take, was that the rum one? The rum barrel?
No, that was the French one. I still have the rum barrel. I have a rum barrel. I have treasure or something.
Cool, because I was like, it doesn't taste like rum, but it's good to know that it's not the rum barrel one. Okay.
Yeah, he chose the other one. He said the rum one sounds interesting, but I told him that I bought that at Sam's. Right. I was trying to be like, The one that we opened is a French one. It's actually in French. Like I couldn't tell you the name. It's in there though. Yeah, it's super nice.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's super nice. I got it from like Eventide, a local winery around. But yeah, no, it's pretty good. Pretty fucking good, dude. That documentary I'm gonna watch later.
World War II from space?
No, I already watched it. Oh, okay. No, Unbinding for
okay. But Y2K. What is that about?
It's like a witch thing now, like or like a haunting thing. It's from the people that did, yeah.
Okay.
So it did shit with Hellier. The people that made it made Hellier season one and two, which that was like the search for like the
Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. But yeah. So, Pato told me that it gave him nightmares, which I hope that people aren't, you know.
I might watch it. What's the name of it again?
Unbinding.
Dude, that was not a sentence. Unbinding.
I'll
watch that later
yeah.
tonight.
All right. So let's get on with the show,
yeah, let's
motherfuckers.
Move on. All right. So, I mean, obviously from the title, you guys know that the episode is Project Bluebeam.
You're finally here.
Yeah.
We're finally getting to the whole reason why you clicked on us.
However, before we can get into the story of Project Bluebeam.
Never mind.
That Daniel will be into. Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was joking because I was like, here we are with Project Bluebeam.
Yeah,
and he goes, now before we get into that.
Now, before we get into that, which Daniel will be presenting. we will need to look into the man behind the theory. And this man goes by the name
Rodriguez.
Of... What? Skip Rodriguez. This man goes by the name of Serge Monast, which I think that's how you say his name. Is it Serge Monast?
Yeah, I that's how I did.
God, if I pronounce his name wrong, the whole
episode, it doesn't matter. Just call him Jorge. I mean George.
Okay, I'm just going to call him Serge Monast. Okay, Monast.
Oh, wait. Serge? Yeah, I don't know why Monast. I said George.
Serge Monast. All right, so not much is known about Monast's early life. I'm going to start calling him Serge just to be safe. Not much is known about Serge's early life. What we do know, however, is throughout the 1970s to the 1980s, when Serge was a journalist, poet, essayist, and is commonly mentioned in his bio throughout the whole internet, a Social Credit Party of Canada. He was an active member of it. So, wasn't that Oppenheimer too? He was part of the
Communist. No, he wasn't part of it.
Yeah, he wasn't, but he was.
He associated with people that were a part of it. But back then in the 40s and 50s, that made you guilty. Which is today, when you commit if you commit a crime and I know that you committed that crime, I'm guilty too. Guilty by association.
So
that's why Skipper likes men.
What?
I was just hanging on to Darius's so.
What?
You said so, and then I was ready to listen.
Yeah, one second. One second.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Okay.
We're looking for something about Serge.
No, Monast. I was trying to pronounce it right.
Just say Serge.
Monast.
I think it's Monast.
Monast.
Okay, so Monast's career mainly focused on his early career, mainly focused on his home country of Canada and his thoughts on love. Some of his early and lesser known works include Testament Against Yesterday and Tomorrow, Manifesto of Local Love, self-published in 1973. You got Literary Investigation Essay on Behavior of Quebecers, self-published, 1975. The Family. Is that
what they call themselves? Quebecers?
The Family, Quebec Myth Quebec. And Reality. Report presented to the Social Affairs and Family Council, Volume 1, Council for Social Affairs and the Family, 1974. And The Dawn of Nocturnal Inferno, Essay on Love, 1980. But his later works... often people don't really think of his early works when they think of him. Honestly, I had to translate all his works because they're all in French. So most of the podcasts I was listening to don't even mention them. They don't even talk about any of that stuff. So, but his later ones are a little bit more controversial and completely contrast everything before. So Monast would start debuting his much more controversial works in 1994 with the discussion of writings like The World Government of Anarchists, The World Government of Antichrist, International Investigative Journalism, and the Global Illuminati Conspiracy, the United Nations Concentration Camps Program in America, Vaccines, Experimental Military Medicine, Liquid Crystals, Journalistic Dossier, CIA, and Project Blue Beam.
What are liquid crystals?
I don't know. I don't look into that.
I don't know. I didn't look into the crazy parts. I only looked into Blue Beam.
I don't look at the
Blue Beam was the only one that made sense to
Blue
me.
Blue Beam. No.
Skipper analysis. I'm working on it.
While we're waiting. Like Monast would be mainly known for Project Blue Beam and the Toronto Protocols released a year later, which would entail a more detailed look at the people behind the project.
Did you look into that at all?
So Project Blue Beam, a lot of stuff on the internet, it just ties it in. The same stuff. So, what changed such a change?
Silicone?
Silicone.
Oh, no. I'm just high. Oh, okay. Don't worry about it.
So, okay, comparing his first his first works to his later works, you're kind of like wondering, like, what the fuck happened in between? Like, why did he change so much, right? So, before I continue on, I think it's important to talk about who inspired Monast to change his views and works. Serge would be primarily influenced by author, Canadian naval officer, and conspiracy theorist William Guy Carr, so much so that Serge would consider himself a disciple of Carr. So, Carr, let's get into him for a little bit. Carr served as a submariner. Sorry.
Submariner.
Submariner. Dude, I wrote as... Well, okay.
No, that's how I always read it as a kid. It was submariner, but it's submariner.
Okay. In the Canadian military through World War I and II, towards the end of World War II, Carr would work with the Canadian Intelligence Service. So he's in the government. Just, you know, the Canadian government.
Right.
Carr's liquid early writings...
are exactly what they sound like.
What are they? Just like a crystal?
They exhibit properties of both liquids and crystals.
Very interesting. Damn. So Carr's early writings focused on his experiences in the military.
I have to learn more.
There are organic ones.
Dude, that was super classy, Darius. It's drinking wine the way you should drink that wine. You're like, so. Okay. That was you. I almost wish that we did record us like while we did this. That was a really good impersonation.
Anyway. Carr's early writing... thank you, I appreciate that. Carr's early writings focus on his experiences in the military, with submarines, and all that jazz. And I mean, he went through two World Wars, which is pretty crazy. However, his career, after his career, he started writing about his theories on the current world problems, and even went as far as predicting the shadow government's intentions, or thinking that he's predicting the shadow government's intentions.
Dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum. So one of the first
dum dum dum. This is dum 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 dum. That one specifically for Skipper.
One of his first theories spewed out by Carr would be in the early 30s in the speech conventions in certain clubs that involved two main subjects, international communism and international capitalism. He would state both were controlled by the Illuminati and what he would call the international bankers. He believed that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers were mainly behind it. This would be the novice material by Carr and only the entry to his conspiracy investigations. By the way, novice, what a fun word.
Novice?
Yeah, it's novice.
It's novice.
I learned it from Bopit.
I learned it from Skyrim.
Carr would entirely drop...
I think I asked Skipper once. Like, years and years ago. And I was right. I was just making sure. I was like, hey, man. I was like, what is this? And I was like, is it novice or novice? And he was like, novice. And I was like, thanks.
Novice.
And he does that too, you know, whenever he looks at you and just goes...
So, for the longest time, I couldn't pronounce omnipotent. Omnipotent. Yeah.
Omnipotent.
So
omnipotent. Omnipotent.
That was the early 1930s, by the way. Omnipotent is fun. So,
omnipotent.
This guy is pretty head.
That's hard to say.
He kept it underground. So he would go to these like little clubs and talk about his theories on world domination in the early
1930s. Jeez, dude.
But he wouldn't really fully put his feet in the water of the conspiracy pool until the 1950s.
Fuck.
That seems to be when everyone dipped their toes into the conspiracy
pool. He dipped his fucking body in the conspiracy pool. Because
of the CIA, bud.
However.
Can he dip in it or just...
No,
his willy
his willy's probably out.
His willy is
no,
out.
No, probably not, because he was viewing it from a Christian point of view.
Hammer.
He was viewing it from the Christian point of view.
And it is circumcised.
So we had a Speedo on.
Speedo it is.
No,
it was that striped one piece that all men wore in the
1920s. Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Anyway, so, continued on. The two main conspiracies Carr covers are the Three World War Theory and the conspiracy of the Synagogue of Satan. His theory on the Three World Wars is quite interesting, as it states the First World War was for the Illuminati to overthrow the powers of the Russian Tsar and in result leave Russia become a stronghold of atheistic communism. He believes that communism was meant to weaken our government and religions. Atheist.
Yeah. The Russian country, like, I'm, so, as you're talking about this guy, yeah. I actually, like, I know a little bit about
him. Yeah, I mean, these are all kind of
cool. Yeah, and the whole, that theory, I'm all about that theory. I actually do think that there was a plot. I mean, they were all fucking related.
Doesn't mean that they're a victory, though.
No, do you actually know that? The countries?
Let me finish this first, and then we'll get into it. Okay. The World War II theory, or World War II, would be constructed by the differences between fascism and the political Zionism. Is that how you say it? Yeah. Zionism? Zionism. Both would fight to lead the destruction of Nazism, and in result, political Zionism would increase. This would lead to the sovereign state of Israel to become established in Palestine. While all this was happening, communism would be allowed to grow to the equal strength of Christendom, and later to be used as a weapon. Moving on to the future, Carr claimed that small nations would ally with Russia or the United States, with Israel remaining neutral.
Well, that's not true.
And also, towards the end of the book, Carr states that people who wish to remain free can follow one plan of action, and that is to support Christianity and all forms and all against all forms of atheism and secularism. There's so many fucking isms. And the whole entire product of the future would be that there would be no more white race or religion. It starts getting fucking like all over the fucking place.
Wait, say that
point.
Again? Did he think that there would be no more white race?
Let me go over one more time.
He said that?
So, Carr claimed that small nations would ally with Russia or the United States, with Israel remaining neutral. Rabinovich said that there would be no more white races or religion, in result of, like, you having to choose between Russia and the United States and Israel remaining neutral in between.
Is this guy a white supremacist?
What was his name?
You got Carr, and then you got Rabinovich.
How do you spell that?
Rabinovich is Rabin and then Ovich.
Little bitch. And I think, is he a white supremacist?
I think what he meant by that is, like, Darius, we would fight each other, and then Israel would become, like, by itself.
Yeah, so, but there's... But
and I apologize.
Vadim Rabinovich? Slurring.
No, that's a newer guy.
Do you think he's a white supremacist?
Different Rabinovich. I wish I got more time to look into it. There's just so much information at once, and I'm just trying to get it all down. I understand. So listening to other podcasts about this, people really do go over, just skim over a lot of information, which I really hate because I feel like it's very important. And when I was reading all this stuff, I was really trying to dig deep as possible because it's really easy. Because these Wikipedia and all these pages on these guys really don't go into detail about anything. They just tell you about the shit that's out. And it's like, how are you supposed to, like,
no, it's actually, not Vadim.
Actually, like, look into this stuff. When there's, like, no fucking thing being covered. Right. So, but yeah, back to Carr. So his theories would, so basically the other theory that wasn't the three world war theory would be the synagogue of Satan. And this theory was basically would be the world revolutionary movement in which the Illuminati, had a satanic control over it. And only wanted one goal, to establish a one final world government. And this theory pretty much would resemble the main theory of Project Bluebeam and probably influenced probably influenced Monast with his Project Bluebeam theory.
Right.
I mean, all his theories basically went boiled down to one thing, the Illuminati, the secret world government.
Right.
A centralized banking, all that stuff. Right. So, what is Project Bluebeam? Project Bluebeam would be the most famous work, as it would be Monast's most famous work, as it details a grim future for all civilizations. In simple words, it's world domination. But by whom, you may ask? World
domination.
Some call them the New World Order.
Some called them
the New World Order.
Some called them the Space Cowboy.
What? Wow.
And that's you, Daniel.
Alrighty.
Daniel's the Space Cowboy.
So, this Project Bluebeam is basically the religious aspect of the New World Order. It is a four-step process designed by NASA, which we kind of joked, Darius and I kind of joked about earlier, but... Because he was like with what the budget they have now, like joking about it. And I was like, you know, we already know that the government does crazy shit with contractors by how much they spend on like a quote unquote gold toilet, right? We know that's not a gold toilet. But how crazy would it be if we all focus on those finances and those budgets? And NASA doesn't get a lot of budget, but they get a lot of maybe some R&D money, right? Some off the books kind of money. So that's how I looked at it that way. Because if this is something that is happening, it's not going to be on the books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like there's no reason to care enough to even... It's much bigger than that.
Yeah. So, basically, there's going to be like this world-changing event that's going to manipulate everybody, apparently. Okay.
What kind of world changing?
Well, it's basically the start of a one world religion, in a sense.
The fear of the past two centuries.
Do they go into any detail about what that event might be, or just kind of a vague
so much detail
event?
I mean, no, it's
the thing is about the, it well, is it event. Changes with time. It changes with time because you it's kind of like a Nostradamus prediction, basically, in a lot of ways, because it the way how. You know, like, obviously he was going to predict holograms, as far as I know. He doesn't talk about any holograms in his theory.
Who?
No, Monast.
Monast. I don't know. The ones that I found said holographic shit in it, but...
I'll shut the fuck up.
Okay, so, with step one, manufactured earthquakes in precise locations, which I also am...
I thought about adding in there, like, or like super disasters and really big natural disasters happening, but it just says earthquakes specifically.
Okay.
But in really in specific locations related to religion, like really important ancient religious places. So a lot of the Middle East, and it's going to uncover artifacts that is going to basically make us question the Bible. And that's going to be the biggest, like, it's going to be everybody's going to question the Bible. Like, oh, did you hear what they found? And like, that's, it's going to be like something big like that. But it's also going to be big for, they're also going to do it for like almost all religions. Like, it's going to be a simultaneous event. And it's going to make it where you misunderstood the Bible and that basically these Bibles or these religions are wrong. But that part of that is a little bit more down the line. But yeah, I don't know. That part's like, I don't know. When you think about it now, that's already kind of happened a couple times. I've looked up like earthquakes uncovering artifacts and stuff, and I have seen it where it said an earthquake combined with a really dry season, like a drought, has uncovered more like fossils and stuff. But I haven't found like ancient shit. The only thing that
fossils are pretty ancient.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like human shit. Okay, how like that?
Fossilized shit or? No.
But like so the Dead Sea Scrolls. Those were found, and that was found like in a cave.
Right.
But I didn't see anything.
With a box of scraps.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
Tony Stark built this.
But I didn't see anything about like it being an earthquake during that time or anything like that. But just recently in the news, in a couple countries, there was a bunch of natural disasters going on, and there has also been some really major. Like archaeological finds, like I can't remember where, but they found these steps. I'm guessing somewhere around Jerusalem, but apparently these steps like Jesus walked on, or I may have misspoke there, but it was like a religious like person stepped on these steps and shit.
You see that speck of dust? Yeah, he stood there.
But I don't know, like. My thing with even these steps, like, if you're going in steps, that clearly means that these happen first. And at the moment, it doesn't seem like we've walked into step one yet. Right. However, there has been a lot more natural disasters going on around the world. So, yeah, that one. Steps descending into 2,000-year-old biblical site where Jesus healed a blind man unearthed by archaeologists. So, yeah. But, have you guys heard of any of that? Like any earthquakes doing that kind of shit?
Like releasing like
ancient caves and other places? Not yet, I haven't. No, but droughts, there have been a lot of, especially actually with the Middle East, like the Euphrates, they've been finding caves under, like in the water. Probably where an ancient civilization used to live and then they, you know, the water flooded over it. But I don't know. That's interesting. Where it's biblical. And that's where those angels are hiding. Anyway, step two. Laser projectors of multiple holographic...
Sorry.
being scattered...
Laser projectors.
Yeah, laser projectors in different parts of the world projecting like...
How did he describe it? Like laser projectors? That's what he said.
Yeah, laser projectors. That's laser what I projectors. Saw. So like holograms, and so like in the United States it would be Jesus, and like in basically it it puts whoever's main religion it is like on that part of the world, and then
so it projects an image of whatever the religious leader would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Wizard of Oz is it?
Yeah, and then he what happens is that God or whatever like would talk. And, like, the tongue, and, like, everybody would be able to hear them and stuff. But everything's happening in unison.
All around.
So everybody's hearing the same things. They may not be seeing the same things, but people already look at that differently, right? So
they appear.
So the world is hearing this.
They appear to the people as they see it.
Yeah. So step three.
Jason isn't so crazy with Operation Mongoose.
But telepathic two-way communication with like electric or ELF, VLF, and low F. The LF is low frequency, the E is extra low, and then V is very and L is low. You know, you guys, I feel like...
So you have low, very low, and extra low.
Yeah. And basically, it'll make people feel like God is speaking to you, like, from your soul. And the thing is, though, is that recently, and research has shown that, like, these little, like, fucking Alexas and Googles and all these things, they can already read the room. And if, like, they've been putting, like, these readers on, like, people's heads, and computers can now, like, somewhat read thoughts. So, like, AI is already kind of getting to that point where they can somewhat read our thoughts. Obviously, we had to be hooked up for that. But, like, you know, our brain's transmitting shit. Shit can be transmitted into our brain. It's just, like, that one test where it was, like, there was... They were sending data into somebody's head. It was a color. It was like, what color do you see or whatever? And I think they also tried to do it with taste once. But it was like basic taste, like strawberry, cherry, grape. That one tastes like shit. That must be grape. but yeah, I don't know. Super weird stuff. But that shit apparently can be done, which we also know our brains are basically just computers, organic computers, right? So
fleshy computers.
Yeah. So this would have it where our phone, like microchips, our TVs, our computers, our Google or little help AI devices.
And the Nest AC.
The smart shit. Yeah, like they're going to be able to transmit this. And we also know 5G is a low frequency frequency.
Wow.
And... I feel like I'm doing pretty good here, okay? And, yeah, so, like, we already know that these things are, they can get into us. So, that part I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But that technology is kind of here. You know? So, and then step four, it involves more of the universal supernatural shit. Basically, it's going to use, like, drones and other holograms and stuff to stage three different kind of orientations. I don't know if that means
we've got high school orientation, college orientation,
and no, I don't know if that, orientation. He kind of the way that I kind of read it was that these can either happen, all of them can happen, or one of the or like one could happen. So the first one is like an alien invasion.
So all or none.
So right.
Like all or one.
All or one. Or,
all or one. Yeah. All or one. So an alien invasion, and what that is would be like Independence Day, really. Like that's kind of really what it.
And is this these things actually happening, or them staging it?
Them staging it.
Okay, like the spy balloons.
And then number two is the rapture coming. Okay, but the rapture coming is kind of tied into the alien invasion, because it would use aliens, like a bad alien race taking over. That would happen, but a good alien race ascending you, basically.
Okay.
Or fighting in your behalf to help you get time to ascend or whatever. That would happen. Now that those two, that's why I'm saying those two are kind of like intertwined. Yeah. So it's either one or two of those. Now the last part I think happens regardless of what happens, and that's magic with a K technology. And kind of like what people have always been saying for a very long time is that technology is the old magic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, think of ghosts in the machines. Demonic possession would go through all of our Wi-Fis, all of our connections, everything like through, which makes fucking sense when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, to a point. Like, not like a crazy, like on a supernatural kind of sense, because everything can make sense on that side. But, like, you know, like, it makes sense, like, what is the fastest way around the world, really? Like, through all of our fiber optic cables, right? Like, if you could travel through that, I mean, you're traveling at the speed of light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe faster. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. In the future.
Magnets. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that. Yeah. I was like, check this shit out. And you're like, huh.
What?
Don't worry about it, bitch.
I'm going to worry about it.
Just no magnets.
It was an article that I got.
Magneto.
There was like a, there was this one article that basically, like a magnetic, magnets can make you kind of like travel faster than light. Or like, I can't remember the article fully, but it was like, or maybe it bends faster or like travels faster or something.
Yeah, I'll have to reread it.
Fuck, it's been so long. It was something years ago.
I'll look into that later.
It was cool. That the speed of light is achievable for us.
Right, but it's through magnets. And it's like through something, I don't know. It was about, I know you're, or it was like with gravity and like other shit. Remember?
We'll talk about it in another one.
Yeah.
When we look back on the article.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, damn.
That way we don't butcher this.
Okay. So, anyways, yeah. So this magic technology, and basically your phones and stuff would be possessed. They would make you have suicidal thoughts, maybe murderous thoughts, homicidal thoughts.
A little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Yeah. But yeah, a little bit of C, which is just like jerk off everywhere. I don't know. But like, I don't know, it's pretty crazy, like when you start.
And we have some previous examples of the government
bugging that kind of like LSD and.
Well, just like the CIA and Castro. I'm sure you read some stuff about that, right? With Operation Mongoose.
Yeah, what is that one?
So Operation Mongoose, on November 30th, 1961, a second attempt to overthrow the Cuban dictator Fidel Castro was commenced. And the CIA had come up with a plan. Obviously, they didn't go along with it just because they thought that the price of American life was too great of a risk. They were talking about potentially staging the second coming of Jesus Christ. And basically have it so he was telling them that telling the people that Fidel Castro was the Antichrist and that Jesus wanted the people of Cuba to overthrow the Antichrist.
Do you guys remember... what was it that we did? Operation Northwoods or whatever?
Yes.
And you remember how when we did that one, we came to the conclusion that later down the line, it may not have been called Operation Northwoods, but it did get played out with 9/11.
I was just about to say, yeah, it was called 9/11.
Operations can be passed down to like different...
Right, but they get called different things.
This
could be an early
version
of shit. I'm not... Look... So we've set all the steps, and I actually did a poll on Twitter, and I looked, and I asked our audience, our followers, I was like, do you believe that Project Blue Book, or sorry, Blue Beam, I knew I was going to do that, is being like played out right in front of our eyes? Most people said yes. People truly believe that this is happening.
Our audience also tends to lean to the more skeptical side of things, so they'd be more inclined to answer, yes, this is playing out.
Which is...
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that there are patterns that you can follow with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, the fact that, like, I just talked about, like, it's been talked about in the government before and stuff like that.
So my thing is I feel like if this was ever on the agenda...
The only difference is for this one, they intended it to... For some Marines to project images of Jesus Christ to the clouds.
Yeah.
Which would, I mean, it's fucking crazy. Can you imagine that? That would be fucking insane, man.
It was a different time back then.
They didn't have the rest of the world. He's like, by the way, that Jesus wasn't real, everybody.
They didn't have no satellites, boy.
All of these, like, holograms. I'm just thinking Spider-Man.
Oh, sorry.
How would they have done it back then?
When I think hologram, I think Tupac.
Good for you.
No, actually, since me and Victoria were going through the MCU, I talked to her. I was like, you know, a lot of this MCU stuff is conspiracies. Civil War is, you know, a conspiracy about like how the government's trying to take, you know, trade out your freedom for protection and security and
secret invasion
with, yeah, all that stuff, like the espionage and the Freedom Act or Patriot Act and.
An alien race living in our society.
Yeah, and then that with the reptilians. And then you have... There's another one. Oh, yeah. Spider-Man Far From Home with Mysterio. That's kind of like Project Bluebeam. Like how they project everything and he was a god and he was going to be like these new people's messiah.
Right?
So like...
The next Iron Man.
Yeah, you think when you start looking at it, it does make, like, I don't know, like, it is weird
how close everything kind of mirrors. Like how an MCU movie can mirror this conspiracy that is probably one of the biggest conspiracies and one of the most well-known today in modern time.
It's not that crazy. The people that are writing it love comic books, and I'm sure they know their way around the internet, and they know all that shit. So, I mean...
Well, you're right, but I just feel like it's just... It's interesting, right?
Like, yeah, like they know their discussion boards.
But like this right here, if this has to go step by step, no, I don't think this has happened yet. However,
well, I think that might be if this is real. I'm sorry, I didn't mean.
No, you're good. Yeah,
this is real. Who's to say that that's the updated version of it? I mean, like they clearly change things over time. I mean, that's probably just like maybe if this guy had some accurate information, that's probably just like one of the fucking first drafts of it, the rough drafts.
I don't know. I mean, it could be misinformation. He could have got everything. It could be disinformation.
It could be a fucking comic book by DC.
It could be The Watcher.
The Watchman.
Or The Watchman, sorry.
The Watcher.
Sorry, not The Watcher. The Watchman. Apparently, this is The Watchman. This is, like, the comic. The whole comic. Legit.
Okay.
And that came out, like, way before this guy came out. So...
Yeah, it came out before we started talking about it. Watchman was 86. He started talking about the stuff in 94.
There you go. So, but there are, I can see a lot of things that can be compared to these, right? So earthquakes in precise locations. There, like I said, there's just been earthquakes this past week in a few places. There's also been a lot of flooding in a lot of historical, religious places as well. And, the laser projections, we've seen the lasers going over Hawaii.
I mean,
we've been hearing about all
those pictures are.
No, the one from like months ago, the one of the like green dots going across.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the Maui shit.
Dude, I was like, I don't
know. Whoa, no. I don't know if that's, I doubt those that's are probably real. Not real. That's real. Yeah, that's.
They're cool looking. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I doubt that's real. Anyways, but we have heard of the direct energy weapons going around. Not saying those are really, I'm sure those are real. I'm just not saying that that was used in anything, but it is interesting to see both of these. And then you have the telepathic two-way comm. We know it can be done. That technology's here. And then you have step four with the aliens and like and everybody's like talking about these UFOs and stuff. And all this does happen, which, you know, this is kind of like the last point. This is what all this is for. Basically, all those gods come together and they stop this alien invasion or they save us.
And we got the final product.
But then they kind of merge together into a new god. And that is how we get the one world religion. And this, and he is going to act as the Antichrist. And he's going to be doing like all that kind of shit. So this is a pretty religious conspiracy.
For sure. You got your one world government. You got your one world bank. You got your all that shit. You got centralized money.
Which all this shit is like already happening. So, or is. It is. But yeah, I mean, so whenever you think of Project Bluebeam now in the news, if you're on your Instagram, Matt, if you're on your TikTok, and there is your TikTok too. And if I'm on my Twitter, my ex.
Twix
is what we call it, TM. You know, I don't think anything's Bluebeam. I don't think Bluebeam's a thing right now.
No.
What do you guys think? What do you boys think?
Because. No. Any year, you choose any year, I feel like you can find something that will look like Bluebeam. 2020 was more of a Bluebeam year than this year, in my opinion.
Do you think something like this will happen?
No.
Do you think something like this could happen?
Hell yeah.
By the way, the ones that...
Hypothetically, yes.
The ones that do not go along with it, they get put in concentration camps. Okay. And shit like that. So, that kind of stuff happens.
The American government and concentration camps.
It's basically the alternative to convert and die.
And then, yeah, we had this. And then the other ones basically take the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Which, all his stuff...
Now, if all this shit came out in like a month from now, would you be surprised? Would you be like, holy shit. And what would you do?
So, by came out, you mean like we hit step four and yeah. That happens? Or
within a month. Like, shit got crazy.
Like, every week there's something.
But you know, think about the whole world as a whole, right? And think about how people think and how people are followers.
That's not going to go over well.
No.
think of previous things that we've experienced now in our lives and think about how easy it is to be tricked. Think about how easy it is to be manipulated.
I just think of this one scene from Dragon Ball Z Abridged. I've been rewatching that. It was in the Slug movie where the ship lands. And they go up to the ship, it's Jesus! Hi, Jesus! And they just walk out. This is going to be easy.
But, yeah, I mean, you don't... You actually think it would be... You actually credit the human race. You think that we would outsmart it? We would think we'd be like, hey. Hey. What are you doing?
So the big thing I'm seeing with it is... So all these different countries and regions and whatnot are going to have their essentially gods shown to them, and then they're all going to merge together.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of people saying, well, I can't have the same god as that guy.
But those people will be like, you know.
And I see a lot of that happening.
Problem solved. I
see a lot of the French Revolution them. Happening.
Because even when people are worshipping the same god, they're still fighting over it.
If people fight over anything.
I understand that. I get it.
I worship God more than you.
That's not true. This is fake. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's how most some religions started back in the day.
Here we go. A little bit more.
Goddamn. Do you need it?
No.
He doesn't need it, but he wants it.
I don't even know if I want it right now. I'm so gone.
Yeah, you were.
I get like, dude, I get it. When I look at things, it like blurs, and then it like sprinkles in.
That's not good. No bueno.
No, it's...
Is this like a PowerPoint transition effect?
Yeah, the block rectangle-y, like spaghetti. think of square spaghetti.
I was imagining...
Or rectangle spaghetti.
I was imagining when it zooms out, it's a cube. It goes like...
So it's like CRT TV, just one line at a time.
Yeah.
He's freaking him out.
Yeah, I don't like it. Wave your hands that fast.
Whoa.
I gotta turn on my brightness on my computer.
Didn't get that bright.
Anyways.
There we go. We're getting Google on here.
Jesus, man. Stop. Dude, his fucking face.
Oh, my Google's on dark mode. You're good.
Dude, you're good. It fucking makes him look like a skeleton. With the shadows and shit. Wait, you see that? See the skeleton?
What?
You see it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure I wasn't the only one.
He sees through the skin.
See, you know, things get weird. And I ask you guys, do you see it? And you guys always see it. So I'm really not fucking crazy. Think about it. Think about when we were at Withville.
Yeah, and you walk... Let me rephrase it. I don't see it, but I see how you could see it.
In the light?
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, when this guy was in the bathroom, he was like... jumping around and giggling, looking at himself in the mirror.
There's that.
His eyes were fucking his eyes looked like bubbly and shit. And he's like, guys, I need you to check this out. I need you to tell me if this is real or not. I walk in there and like, it's real. And you're like, thank God. But it's funny, isn't it?
See, y'all gave me shit for that too with the light.
Yeah, but it's true. Oh, yeah, with the fucking light. Yeah.
Because it didn't fully come on yet.
Talking about whenever I was like, looking around,
it turned into three. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, because Matt was high too with me. Oh, yeah, because we were on. You were drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I wasn't there.
Don't you guys miss Withville?
Then we walked outside, and it was just like a football field light.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it just didn't turn on.
Don't you guys miss Withville?
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. But it feels like forever ago.
Dude, I want to be there right now.
The drive was awesome. Being there
dude,
was awesome.
Dude, no, on the way back, the drive was awesome. We watched fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No, yeah, we watched like a season and a half, bro. Yeah. On the way back. That was so funny.
My favorite part was definitely like the actual day. The day of when we went to the thing.
The event.
The event. But the event that we went to before that was fun too. Like really fun. We met Alien Hunter.
Yeah.
Encounter Quest. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was awesome. Encounter Quest was great.
Dude, you're gonna enjoy the battleship, man.
All that stuff was fun. Best parts of my year so far.
Alright, so Matt, what do you think?
I can definitely see patterns throughout different situations that we've gone through. But I don't think the religious part's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
You see just me being more of like an alien thing now?
More like a government thing of a new world order, just more
control over everything. Well, I mean, the government could be the religion.
Right.
That is predicted with the new world order.
Or they just scrap everything and talk about it. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you guys care. This is how it's going to work.
It's basically
all like, money is going to be digital and it's all going to be under one.
It's basically currency. Like 1984.
Oh, that, hold on. That actually was talked about too, and I forgot to mention that. During the alien kind of like, or during some of the disasters happening, we change. There's an economic disaster, which is possibly right around the corner for us. And they change
it. We also have one about once every 10 years.
Yeah, but right. So and I understand a lot of this I was going to talk about at the end, but a lot of it is kind of like a pattern,
yeah.
Predictability, kind of like just human nature in a sense.
Yeah.
But like, and then we're going to go to a digital currency, a temporary digital currency with the federal government. And that was going to like continue until we can have a different one or whatever. But yeah, no. So yeah, there's like, and which is kind of talked about right now.
Yeah.
That is
yeah, what trying, I'm hearing. Trying to push the Biden administration are trying to push the digital coin.
Yeah.
They had a name for it already.
I already only, I have a dollar.
I don't know the name of it.
I have a dollar. Hold on.
It's called, they already got thing thing. A thing thing.
Ting ting.
Ting ting. What is it called?
I'll tell you in just a second. The USD coin.
Oh, okay.
D coin.
D coin. I got a dollar.
That D bank.
I had some Dogecoin back in the day.
Dude, I still got Dogecoin and it made me money. It always makes me money, actually.
The only time I made money was GameStop. And I lost all of it.
If you guys are talking about stocks, check out EOSE.
What the fuck
is that? Check that shit out, okay?
EOSE. They make batteries.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
For electric vehicles. It's at a low price right now. Check it out. I've kept it. I've made a couple grand on it already. Any
of my stocks.
Because you didn't make any profit.
Exactly.
Damn right.
Damn straight. That's how we do it here.
All
right.
So, Darius, what do you think?
Nah, I don't think. I think that it's very easy to tie a bunch of events to it just because it's very easy to be like, oh, an earthquake happened over there. It's probably Project Bluebeam. It's very, you know what I mean? However, I don't think that. I don't think that throws away the whole entire theory. It definitely. Also, I just don't think that's like if it is real. I don't think that is the most updated version of it, as they probably were like, well, let's change this up a bit.
Right.
And I think they have a way more sophisticated version of that as well, instead of just like.
So you actually do think this is in the works?
Not necessarily. I semi think that it's a possibility. I definitely think people in the government have thought about it before. I mean, there's so many conversations we don't even know about that's probably right. Happening in the government. It's not too crazy to think that, hey, these guys think that we want to do it. Why don't we do it?
Right.
It's like, why don't we do it? And everybody's just at the table like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Let's not even hide it.
That should be
in plain sight. Well, I mean, think about it.
That'd be a great HBO TV show, by
but
the way.
But isn't that like the...
I feel like that should be an HBO TV show. Just
the well, like the White House plumbers.
It's just called Freemasons.
The Masons.
The Masons. It's a sitcom. Why don't we...
I wouldn't watch it. Yeah, it's like, I'm interested in that. Why I am re-engaging.
Why don't we just do it? First episode is that.
And then back to reality over here.
There goes gravity. Yeah.
Is it even real? Is gravity real?
Yeah, one of the steps in there is we deny gravity and the Earth. The shape of it, specifically. So...
Which is happening? No, I was just joking. That's not a step. That's
it's
not
a place. Fucking pancake
it's
in our
space.
It's
slowly becoming flat.
So yeah, are we all in agreement?
it's a balloon popping over time.
Are we agreeing that...
Pizza sounds so fucking good right now.
I was thinking the same.
Dude, pizza sounds so fucking good right now.
Are we agreeing...
That we're ordering pizza.
Yeah, we're ordering pizza.
That this is not a thing, and it's not happening, and that... It's not happening in the future either.
Correct. Yeah, I'm agreeing on that. However, I don't think it's too far-fetched that something like that could
happen. Okay, hold on, wait. Could you nitpick at this a little bit?
I definitely think that the government...
If you take a little bit of conspiracy, just like I was with Dark Fleet, in a sense, like I was taking the Nazis in Antarctica. Yeah, right. Like there's so many conspiracies warped into that one that, like...
Like, what if it's just the cover conspiracy?
It was taken from the skeleton of conspiracy.
They hide the fact within the far-fetched stuff.
That happens
there's
so much on the internet.
There's some prime rib in that fact.
It's just like icebergs. They hide all the actual... They put fake ones in there specifically so it throws off people from
there's
it.
Fake icebergs?
Dude, there are... No, no. There's fake...
it's just a big tarp.
Okay, so in the conspiracy iceberg, which is one that I really want to do, but What?
I just wanted to do that.
No. And so in the conspiracy iceberg, they actually put a lot of fake conspiracies in there to throw off people.
We're talking about like an actual iceberg.
Like a raft. And just
like an actual iceberg. That's why I was making the joke.
No. I'm just talking about actual iceberg. Like the
chart. I'm just thinking like a cardboard fucking, or just a wooden iceberg out there somewhere in the distance. And they're like,
you know,
boy. We need to go that way.
You know, like
go that way.
The fake rocks and Looney Tunes, and you flip it over, and it's just the boards and the paper mache.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think on a Titanic, the captain was like, "Fuck."
Wasn't he suicidal anyway?
I don't know. I didn't read about it. I'm just.
Yeah, I don't know if he was suicidal, but he definitely
drank too much the night before, and he looked up and he's like, "Wow, we fucked up this time, didn't we?" And it just hits the iceberg slowly, and like, yep, here we go.
And they're like, good thing that it's not the Titanic.
Good thing James Cameron. Yeah, I don't think that was.
You actually don't think that was the Titanic?
I think that was an insurance scheme, dude.
Yes, we can.
Wait, do you think that's true?
Yeah, I don't think it was the Titanic.
They took out a thing on it. Bro.
Do you think it was the Titanic?
It's not the Titanic.
I haven't looked into it enough to care.
It's the Titanic.
No, I believe it was an entire.
What was the name of the other one?
Also, there's the Britannic, and then there was the Olympia.
Britannic.
It's the Britannic, because I always think of like Brianna. And that's always what I want to say, but it's Britannic.
Yeah, no, I definitely.
Do we need to do an episode on that? You guys need to do an episode on that? Your Ouija board shit, that's going to be a special. Yeah. So, like, whenever that happens,
so when
we'll
are we
just
planning
drop
on doing
it.
That? You guys just let me know, I'll be there. It doesn't have to be on a normal day.
It's our court.
I'm not gonna be there.
You're it could be the Titanic. Could
I
not
really?
Be.
Don't
I personally
want...
don't care.
Okay. Well, no matter what, it's gonna be released in October because
it's too late now. It's just a sunken ship, right? if it's not the Titanic, some rich
we're on
guy
the
got
fucking Ouija board, man.
We are. We'll talk to the passengers of the ship. See what it was called.
That's not how that works.
We're
going
to get on a submarine.
No, that's not how that
works. Are you going to do that? That's not how it works.
We'll take our own submarine.
We're going to the woods. We're still going to the woods.
Are you guys doing it in the woods still?
We're going to do it underwater next to the Titanic.
Yeah. What, like the front?
Okay.
What, like the submersible?
Yeah.
I'm gonna build my own in the backyard.
He's got that titanium carbon fiber.
Motherfucker, gonna use a fucking, what was it, the Realtek controller?
Logitech.
What was it, Realtek? Is Realtek a thing? Realtek's a thing,
the
right?
Fucking
no, dumb. Realtek speakers. My bad.
I'm gonna use my Switch controller.
Logitech.
That has drift.
Yeah. The woods be a better place.
Middle of the woods. All right.
The woods it is. Wendigo will fuck.
Or just in the
out.
Middle of that construction field behind us.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, that'd be great. I shot so much fireworks back there, man. They pissed them off. 100%. Mortars. So much fucking mortars.
Okay, man. So what do you get? So have you been you guys been thinking about that shit? You guys
what,
played
not
that
at
anything?
All. The Titanic?
Think of the fucking Titanic.
Titanic.
The fucking Titanic.
We said we were going to do it. We might as well do it.
The Titanic.
I haven't put any thought into, you know, outside of just ordering a Ouija board.
Well, I think we're doing a video for it, right? Is that what we...
Now, you guys do whatever.
I will look into how to do it, and I will do a night vision video on it. Like, straight up.
We're breaking into his house one night when he's, like, blackout.
That'd be so
we're
fucked
bringing
up. He's, like, in the back. He's on the ground, just like a fucking hedgehog.
We're leaving the Necronomicon
like...
on the coffee table.
That's fucking just
I left it
whatever.
In,
you're going to find
it
out when you wake up in the morning and there's a Ouija board on your fucking table.
That's, the Necronomicon's whatever.
And his head's fucking gone and, like...
What if I have it, like, both smart with, like, a bunch of
just
red ink?
You mean blood?
Red ink.
He's well, doing air quotes.
They're gonna cut their hands and shake it.
Then I guess it's red ink.
Red rum. We should it'll be a fun episode. You guys thought about the questions you're gonna ask?
Hey man, how you doing?
Is anyone here right now?
Oh my god, dude.
He gets so stressed out whenever this gets brought up. He's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm
not doing it.
Look, I already told you guys. I had an experience. I don't even care if it's fake. My friends could have fucked with me. It doesn't matter. I've never seen kids be that unison over anything in fucking life. Anything. I mean, this isn't like...
pictures don't scare me.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be real fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Like, I don't know if you know this, but I responded to something on the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
I participated in that shit, but I feel like that's a little bit more controlled. Oh, I know that sounds weird.
Which reminds me.
Because I know I don't have any control.
Does the new Exorcist come out on the 5th of October now?
The 5th or 6th.
So that means that it's probably going to be the first episode of October.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, like, on the battleship, I did shit. Me and Matt did shit. But we didn't, like, conjure anything. I didn't summon anybody.
We're going to respectively conjure shit.
Yeah, I know you guys are. And you guys have fun with that.
We're not going to antagonize.
They're not going to hey, ghost, fuck
speak
you.
Speak for yourself.
Yo, fuck you, man. I'm not going to be like, fuck
I'll
you,
summon them, but I ain't pissing them off.
Like, you hear Mormon boy. don't you fuck with shit?
Easily.
Like, just because you got, like, fucking layers of heaven to go to, you know, doesn't mean that for everybody
I'm
else.
I'm going to go to the goat man's bridge, and I'm going to talk to the goat man.
Say it's a fucking say goat it right man.
Now. You know without my dick.
We were there. We went to goat man.
I'm going
to
talk
we were
to
at
him.
His trough. Or, no. What was it?
What?
Well, where did we go?
Trestle.
We were at his trestle.
You guys got to make a disclaimer that I'm not a part of it, though. Just like the guy.
Oh, wait, you're going to tell them?
The guy that's also in the room over there? Yeah, he's not actually here.
I'm not a part of this contract ghost. No. Nope. Darius is not involved.
Nope. If you're in the room, you're involved.
You're going to be a part of it, dude. I was in the room of the battleship.
All or nothing.
I fucking went to a room, man.
He listened to the ghost.
I remember when it no.
The next 2 months,
dude. There was a point where they had the little
dowsing rods.
Yeah, the dowsing rods. And whenever she was sitting in the room and she was asking the questions,
I've seen
those
before.
They asked her where they were, and I was in the and I was in the room right behind her. You know where they asked me to go, and they fucking went, and I'm just like. I knew it. I fucking knew they were here. I fucking knew it was
I forgot
here.
About the dowsing rod.
Yeah. Didn't they always say there was always one next to me?
Yeah.
And I told you guys when it was fucking cold the whole time in the room. So and I felt, and then whenever I was
so fucking
by
excited.
The board with the cat toy, the cat yeah. ball, with the cigarette, and they put a cigarette like on the bar and it lit up next to me. Yeah,
which,
I don't know.
By the way, next month
cigarette.
Marks
yeah.
a year of our best
But the
episode.
Cigarette did fall.
Yeah, it did roll off.
Liminal Spaces. I think it's time to
yeah, Liminal Space, by
liminal
the way,
spaces
has
two.
Tackled the number one spot pretty hard.
Liminal Spaces 2 coming out next month, guys.
When Matt and I was in Kentucky, man, there
more
was
liminality.
Some, dude,
more
there
liminality.
Was some hardcore, dude. The fucking hotel that we were at was just one big liminal space.
I need
space.
More liminal space, bro. It's like a drug. I need more.
Should we? Dude. I really
elevator game.
I really. Matt, what are we doing? Are we going to Cryptic? Like, what are we doing with that? Is that something that we're trying to go to?
Or I was actually going to ask you tonight. What,
or is that something that we're not going to be able to do this year?
Yeah.
Because, like,
it basically depends on
who I guess it depends on me. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it.
I mean, it's just
fine if we don't.
Yeah.
We can go to whatever is after.
I really enjoy Whitville the most.
Right.
I really enjoy Whitville. So... I don't know. I guess it just depends.
If it to do a counterquest again, that would be before Whitville. So if that's our next one.
Yeah, that would be. Well,
since it's in...
It's not impossible because actually, I might be able to. We might actually be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might be able to do it. Not once I think about it.
You remember what we saw?
It just Darius couldn't go with
on
us.
The mountain.
But
we'd probably just have to cut it to just the event and...
The event and back.
Not necessarily just the event and back, but
oh, I mean,
we can't do all the same stuff that we did before we
get time. Right? Yeah, like well, you mean like the extra, like the whole week?
Yeah,
we would just do the 3 days or whatever. Yeah, that could be. That actually could. That would probably do. Dude, I kind of miss that food.
Yeah, dude,
that restaurant.
Look how happy you were there.
Yeah, look at me being super happy. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll talk about that a little after the show. We'll stop rambling on, guys. You guys have a fantastic rest of your week, and we will catch you guys next week.
Hasta la vista.
What's next week?
Oh. anything. Thank you.